There's a whole range of these creatures, not just Bigfoot, but along with Bigfoot, Chupacabra, it yes. comes and goes. The Jersey Devil, I have books about the Jersey Devil.
Yes.
I've
investigated all of them, by the way. I've been tracking the Jersey Devil in the Pine Barrens with a team, with a group of hunters, and even had a lead on a direct descendant of the Jersey Devil.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you organize and then decide where you're going to go to hunt these creatures? I mean, do you operate on tips? What do you do?
Well, in this case, I mean, in this day and age, of course, the internet has made things much more accessible, and we tried to find, in the case of Monster Hunters, which was a series I created, and you know, I'm a filmmaker, so I go out there, and my wife and I, we both go out there and produce these shows and direct them, and I'm often shooting myself. So I get firsthand experience, and I want to find people that are, you know, credible, you know, hunters. They're not just, you know, fanatically interested in something, but they actually, you know, have a basis for their hunts, and so that we can go out and see what they, you know, what they are up to. And in the case of the Jersey Devil, I mean, it's a fascinating phenomenon, because here's a bona fide American legend. Not that much is known about it by the general public. It has a fantasy, if you will, supernatural component. That is, it's born of the 13th child of Mother Leeds. The 13th child, Mother Leeds, late one stormy night, is going to give birth. She's had 12 children. She doesn't want the 13th one. She said, let this one be a devil. And out pops the baby. The baby transforms into a demon. In some stories, kills the parents and bites their neck, and then crashes through the glass and out into the Pine Barrens to haunt it forever. That's the legend.
No kidding. Now, I've got some books. I have never read that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always read about contemporary sightings or whatever of the Jersey Devil, but I had no idea how it was, the myth behind it was.
It's a wonderful legend, because the Jersey Devil pops up at time when America is under stress, when America is about to go to war. It's a portent of war. It appeared just before Pearl Harbor. It appeared during the American Revolution. It was, you know, it was shot at by Admiral Decatur, you know, with a Commodore Decatur with a cannon shot through its wing, apparently. American Revolutionary hero. There was Napoleon Bonaparte's brother lived in New Jersey for a while, and he sighted it in a hunting party. There've been many sightings. In 1911, that's when thousands of people across three states claimed they saw it, and there were armed shotgun riders riding on the trolley cars in Pennsylvania. And
wow!
And it was even at one point a fire department had the Jersey Devil trapped on the roof of a house and was using a fire hose to try and get it down. And they ran, this is 1911, so they ran out of water, it jumps down, they're throwing sticks and rocks at it. And two policemen that same year said they shot at the Jersey Devil. What is it that, you know, we're in the 20th century now, we're not back in Salem witch trial era. You know, what did these so-called, you know, modern 20th century humans, what did they see? What were they fighting?
I'm going to ask you to describe the Jersey Devil. I've heard Bigfoot, of course, described many times. Chupacabra is described many times. But I've never heard a description of the Jersey Devil.
Well, this is where it, you know, potentially crosses over into, you know, your kind of devil Christian iconography. I mean, he's described as having, you know, this horse-like head and then bat wings, a cloven hooves, a forked tail. But the head is always, you know, less devil-like, I would say, than even like a camel or a devil or a horse-like head. And we talked. What's fascinating is we went into the backwoods. There's people there called the Pineys, who are descendants of Hessian mercenaries from the American Revolutionary Wars that still live in the Pine Barrens.
Wow.
And we were actually fortunate. They invited us to like a guitar jamboree that they had there. I mean, this is 2 hours south of New York City, right? And or you know, or less. And the Jersey Devil is theirs. It's their story. It's their creature, if you will. They talk about these modern people talk about going out in the woods and cutting lumber, cutting timber, and hearing a wailing, screaming sound that is louder than their power saws, their chainsaws. And they talk about being woken in the middle of the night repeatedly over the course of a year with screams coming from a swamp that sounded like a woman being torn apart, is how they described mm-hmm. it.
Yes.
You know, what is this? I mean, no one's getting famous over this. They're not, again, there's people not, you know, they're not making money. I don't think the Inquirer has been there lately. So why are they describing these things? What did they hear? And there is something biological going on in the Pine Barrens in New Jersey. Maybe it's a big crane, you know. Maybe, you know, it's been speculated by some people that there's a crack in the earth there and some kind of pterodactyl has gotten on the loose.